Okay, Parshas Chukas, Parshas Parah. So before any of the Pesukim inside, just Parshas Parah, which we read, which we read a few months ago. Shaila, if it's Derban Daraisa. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Pei Hei. It's a simon about the Arba Parshias. Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Omrim the Parshas Zachor Parshas Parah is a chiv daraisa. So therefore, if you live in a yishuv and you don't have a minyan, then you have to go to a place with a minyan to read it, to hear Parshas Parah. The Ber Hagola Tov Reish Pei Hei says the Mekor is from a Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. Tosfos and Brachos that we have only says Parshas Zachor, doesn't say Parshas Parah, but the Tosfos that Truma Sadeshin brings and Beis Yosef had Nosach of Parshas Zachor and Parshas Parah is Daraisa. The discussion of the Gemara there, also Megillah Daf Yet Zayin, is Macholkas Rebbe and the Chachamim, if Kriya Shema is Davka, you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh, or if it could be read in any Lashon. So the Gemara explains that the Macholkas is they darshan from Sukkim. So the mashal of the chachamim that kriya shema is bechol lashon. You can read it any lashon. They're jarring from lashon shema bechol lashon shata shomeya. So they ask, and so the Gemara explains the reason why they need the drasha of shema bechol lashon shata shomeya is because bechol Torah kula bechol Torah is lashon hakodesh nemra. Lashon the Gemara is lashon hakodesh nemra, whatever that means. So you need shema lafukei the rest of the Torah that shema is bechol lashon shata shomeya. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that the rest of the Torah is Lashon HaKodesh Nemra? So Rashi says Likros B'Torah. So Likros B'Torah, Ufid HaChachamim, is Lashon HaKodesh. So, Frek Tosfos and Brachos, and I think in Megillah as well, Tosfos asks, and Sota Tosfos asks, is Ezra was Misak and Kriyas Torah? How can you say it's a Din Daraisa Tarib Lashon HaKodesh? Tosfos answers Yesh Lomar, that's talking about Parshas Zachor, and the Shaila of the Nusach is also Parshas Parah. So it's a little lav da'afik in the Gemara. It says the whole Torah is Balashon and Kodesh Nemra. Rashi learns the Indian Kriyas Torah, and Tosfos says, I think he's saying in Rashi Yesh Lomar that the Parshas Hamichyavu, the Parshas that which you're Mechuyav Mineraisa. So that's the Shaila of the Nusach. If the Girsa of Tosfos there says Parah, that would be a Makor for Parah being the Raisa. Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Mem Vov by Kriyas Torah. Also, Shulchan Aruch mentions that Parshas Zachor and Parshas Parah is Daraisa. Also, Parshas Zachor is Machlokas also, but we're focusing on Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, Shulchan Aruch says twice that's Daraisa. The Groz Ma'ora in Tof Reish Pei Hei. He says Nuscha Mishubeshes Nizdam No LeBeis Yosef. That Tosfos that he has that says that Parshas Zachor and Parshas Parah is Daraisa to Nuscha Mishubeshes really should be just Parshas Zachor. But LeMaisa, we have Rishonim that hold Mefurish that Parshas Parah is the Raisa. The Ritvon Megillah says that way. Tosas Ria Chassid in Brachos says that way. That's the Raisa. Tosas Harosh in Sotel Amabez Mabez mentions the Parshas Parah is the Raisa. So, to say to Nuschel Mishubeshes, the Beis Yosef got from Tosas and Brachos to Gimel is difficult to say. Lamaisa, the same that the Rosh holds that Parshas Parah is the Raisa. Tosas Rosh in Sotel. Lachor should be a Stira here. I didn't see anybody being Ma'ora in it. Lachora, there's a famous rush that is mashma that Parshas Zachor is not Parshas Parah is not Daraisa. Marim Brachos that Rav Elazar was Meshachar Avdo Lashlimo Liasora to make him part of the minion because they didn't have a minion. Gemara says Mitzvah Bobi Avera, Mitzvah Rabim Shani, the Gemara there. So the rush is dealing with to Meshachar and Avdo, you're over Baase. Meshachar Avdo over Baase, this Gemara in Gittin, it's Gemara in Brachos there. Meshachar Avdo over the Aseh, but Lashlim Oli Asara, which is only Darabanan, how could he be over the Aseh for a Din Darabanan? So he comes out and says that you could, but the Rosh Hatzad it says Ain Lomar that Lashlim Oli Asara that we're talking about for Kaddish, that for Kaddish and Baruch Hu is for Darabanan. That's what it was for. But don't Ain Lomar that it's for Lashlim Oli Asara for Din Daraisa like Parsha Zachor, because that's dochik to say that was the Maisa. But he only mentions Parsha Zachor. And the Grah here, and the Morgan of Rome already, brings that you see from this rush, that Parsha Parah is not the Raisa, because when he wants to give an example from it, which is the Raisa, he says Parsha Zachor. But the Maisa, Tosas HaRosh and Sota, says that Parsha Parah is the Raisa. Tzarechian. Magen Avraham says here in Tav Reish Pei Hei, it's a bit of a famous Magen Avraham, brings a shlo that's Darabanan, and he says, Bishlam Parsha Zachor, I understand there's a remez that Parsha Zachor should be Daraisa. Zachor is Asher Asa Samalaik. Pora, Hecha Remiza, where's the remez for Parsha's Pora? That should be Daraisa. Many Achronim say different drachim, where you see a remez for Parsha's Pora being Daraisa. The Yorosha Shulchan says here that it says in the Parsha, Lashon of Chukas Olam twice. In Pasuk Yud, it says, V'haysa Livnei Yisrael, L'ger Gar B'Sochon L'Chukas Olam. And later on, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, V'haysa Lehem L'Chukas Olam. What's this? L'Chukas Olam, L'Chukas Olam. So he says, the first L'Chukas Olam, this is the free darshan, it says it's L'Doros. What's Shan this free that par is L'Doros? So the Aruch HaShulchan understands. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Tav Reish Pei Hei, he understands it's referring to Efer HaPara. Because he says, we find Efer HaPara did not end Bizman HaChorban, they had Efer HaPara Bizman HaMoraim. It's that, you have that in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Chof Hei, and there's a rush in Chulim, Be'erech Daf Pei Beis, Gabi Ula, that they brought it down to Bavel, they had Efer HaPara Bizman HaMoraim. So stop Emtsa Bizman HaMoraim is when they didn't have Efer HaPara anymore. And that's the first Chukas Olam, that's not just Bizman HaMikdash or Mishkan, it's Ad Bizman HaMoraim. The Chukas Olam, that's the Doros. It's referring to Efer HaPara. So what's the second Chukas Olam for? If the second Chukas Olam, so even Afilu Bizman Hazeh, if they didn't have Efer HaPara, he says it must be coming L'Rabos. What is Nogei Bizman Hazeh? What's Nogei Bizman Hazeh by Parshas HaPara? The only thing we can think of is Kriyas HaParsha. So the second Chukas Olam is coming L'Rabos, that Kriyas HaParsha is the Raisa Afilu Bizman Hazeh. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Meshach Chachma here says it's the Yafusa from Miluim. By Miluim, there's a Gemara in Yuma that has a Joshua that Moshe Rabbeinu had to read the psukim of Miluim, and Meshach Chachma extrapolates from that Gemara there. Meshach Chachma extrapolates from the Gemara there that you also learn out both what the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom, what the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippur. There's a thing the Kriya certain parshias in Yom Kippur from Kohen Gadol, that's the Raisa, and also that to read the parsha of Parah Bishas Asiyas Apara, and he learns that the Raisa, he learns that's also when you're not doing the Parah, also Shalom Bishas Asiyas Parah, there's also a din the Raisa to read the parsha. The Stipler says that part of the parsha is in Pasuk Yud Gimel. There's Shmiras Mikdash VeKadoshav. Kol Negev and Meis Benefesh HaAdam Asher Yomos V'Lo Yischato is Mishkan Hashem Timei. V'Nichrasa Nefesh Yim Yisrael. You can't be Metamei the Mikdash. So the Stifler wants to say there's a din on Bezdin, and he says it's also for Kol Tzibor V'Tzibor has a Chiyuv Lahaz here. Their Tzibor not to be Metamei the Mikdash VeKadoshav. To be careful, Afilu Bizman Hazeh B'Tumos Meis not to go on. Not to go on hard bias, not to be metame. And he says and there's a chiyuv on the tzad that will be built soon that you have to be mazir the tzibor, not to be metame the mikdash. I guess he's referring to the mikdash itself, not Makom Mikdash. When it comes,
having Pardu Mounties wouldn't help us for anything.
What?
Having Pardu Mounties wouldn't help us for anything.
Right. What do you mean?
Like the fact that if we had one, we can be tired enough to go on the Harabai.
If we had any for Pardu, so yeah, we're not Tomei Mays. You have to do other tefillah. You still do tefillah, but that would help for that. But that's. Without the Efer, he's learning without the Efer Para, there's still a Chiyuv Kriya Lahazir the Tzibor to be careful in case Meher Yibon Hamikdash, and we don't have Efer Para to be careful about that. There's also other Pshat says Vayber Hashem Moshe V'Aaron Lemor Nuskukas Torah Shetiv Hashem Lemor. The Lemor is going on the Kriyas of the Parsha is that the Kriya of the Parsha is the Raisa. The Arugas Habosim and Simon Reish Hey and Orachaim Simon Reish Hey. Says by the ego, ego is one of the zechiras. It says zechor al tishkach es asher ksaftas Hashem lokecha. But so the Magen Avraham and Simon Samech has a kasha. If there's a mitzvah zechira by parshas ego, why don't we read a bit zibor like these parshias? So he says. So he gives different answers for different zechiras. But for the ego, he says since the ego is begnusin shal yisrael, so we don't read it. So come to Arugas Abosam and says he heard the pshat that. Since the Parah is bo l'chaper al ego, so we read the Parah as in place of the ego, that by reading the Parshas Parah, that should be more us to be for the zechira of Eitz Asher Ktzav with the ego, which Mistama no one thinks about when they read the Parah, Parshas Parah. Well, if he's the Indian would be to remember the ego. The Ke'en Zeh the Chasam Sofer over here explains that that's the lamer. Lamer is tell. He learns a whole pshat. First of all, that Parshas Parah is the rice, and he says lamer. It's interesting reading to the pasuk. Zoschul Kasat Torah Shartiv Hashem lamer. Tell Hashem tells Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael that Torah is a chok, because since we just said from the Magen Avraham that the eagle is Bignus and Shal Yisrael, so we don't. So people, when you read Parshas Parah, like Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, it's very reminiscent of each part of the Parah is reminiscent of the eagle. So the concern was that by reading the Parshas Parah, people will have busha to read it because it will remind them Bignus and of the eagle. So even though it is lechaper al egel, even though there isn't any of egel, but we tell everybody that Parshas Parah is a chok, that they shouldn't have busha to read it. So zos who kasat Torah shartiv Hashem lemor, tell everyone it's a chok that they shouldn't have busha al tmaisa ha egel. In Moedim Uzmanim, Chelik Beisim and Kufsam Eches, he says ke'en the meshe chokman tiafusuf from Iluim, but he learns that the chiyuv deraisa to read it is only bishas asiyas apara. So really, that's the only time it's deraisa. So it's not going to be deraisa bisman azeh. What does Rishonim mean that apara is deraisa? I think what he's saying it's dochei because it says that Rishonim and the Shulchan say it's deraisa. But what he says is that tekana of Kriyas Torah is it's a chiyuv shmiya. But here they were misaken Parshas Parah that it should be ke'en the way it was b'shas asiyas parah, that it's din kriya. So nowadays Parshas Parah is din kriya. What's the nafkamina? There's a whole shaila, can a katan read the arba parshias, or which of the arba parshias to be motzi achirim? So if it's a din kriya, avada a katan can't read Parshas Parah. Because you need someone who's a bar chiyuva to read it. Also, he brings up shot there that someone wanted to tell that really, I don't think he's saying shot on the grov when he said nuscha mishubeshes nizdam in the beis Yosef, that really Parshas Parah is the rabbanon. But he brings up shot that the nuscha was either in the Tosfos or in Shulchan Aruch Parshas Zohar o pei, and they thought it meant Parshas Parah, but really what it was Parshas Purim, because since the Indian of Mechias HaMalek is also Yotze, like the one we brings here, Yotze with Parshas of what you read on Purim, so it was Parshas Zohar o Parshas Purim, and the Matikim were Toa, and they copied it as Parshas Parah. That's where the whole mistake came from. But about it, it's Tokik, because if you have many Rishonim, it's not just the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Beis Yosef and from the Tosfos, but you have there's a Ritva and Tosfos Riachas and Tosfos Harash. They would be saying that every single time it was found as pei, and the Matikim always made the mistake to write Parshas Parah, it would be a Dochik Pshat. Okay. Parshas Parah is, the Chinuch says, is Bisman Habayas and Be'eret Yisrael. It's not Nogeya Bisman Hazeh, and not, even though Ifra Parah is a field of the hand Bovel, but the, I guess, Sreifas Parah is Bisman Habayas with Be'eret Yisrael. The Chor Pshat is because you need a Hazah, Nochach O Pnei Moed. So without the Mikdash, maybe that's a Chisaron in Parah Duma, or is a Mishnah that you need a Kohen Gadol in part of the Parah Duma, and you need a Sanhedrin to Meman that Kohen Gadol. So it's not Nogei Bisman Hazeh Mehanitami. Zos Chukas HaTorah, the Targum Dog Zeras or Raisa in Simin Tof. Tov Kuf Pei Hilchos Tanios, Magen Avraham brings there was a minhag to fast Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas because there was Sreifa of 20 Kronos, different gears of 24, but 20 Kronos of Sfarim, and there's Shalu Bechalom. What's the reason for this, or is it what's going on? And the response was Dog Zeros Araisa. This is Xeris Araisa. And that's why, even though in general they're Misaki and Tanesim on the exact tarikh of when it happened, but But here it became erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas every year that there was that there are yechidim who are misana because of the sreifa of the many svarim. I think it's Maven said Sifrei Torah there svarim Sifrei Torah. It was dafka erev Shabbos because dol gzeiros araisa. This was a gzeiros araisa. So the ram is this is erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. They say that the sreifa happened in the same place where they burned the svarim of the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim, and
there was
in Tzfas, I believe. No? France? Paris? That's the kino. Huh? That's the kino that the Maram of Rutenberg made for that. And that's how they understood that they made a mistake with doubting the Rambam. Okay. Look, there is rice. Zos chukas haTorah. Rashi brings first Rashi. Rashi, when he brings all of Moshe Adarshan's Ramazan to Ego, Rashi brings Tavoporo Machaper al Maisa Ego. The purpose of the Paro, the mitzvah of the Paro, is Lachaper al Maisa Ego. So the Maisa, is it a Chok? Or is it a Mishpot? Is it Lachaper Maisa Ego? Another Ha'ara. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, Eser Mitzvahs Nestavu B'Mara. So there the Gemara doesn't say Parah. So the passage that they darshan there from is Sham Lo Choku Mishpat. Rashi and Bishalach, Rashi and Mishpatim brings Shev Mitzvahs Bei Noach, Shabbos, Kibbul of the Aim, Dinim, but he brings Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma was Nestavu B'Mara. If it's Nestavu B'Mara, so then it's not lechaper amaisa egel. Mara was before the egel. And there's not the pismonim. What do you say? By paro. Huh? Huh? Yotros says paro. It says paro michuka. Mimora gozer. Chuka mimora gozer. I think chuka mimora gozer regarding the paro. Also there, that's from Mora. It's Rashi. Rashi twice in Bishalach and Mishpatim. So how can you say it's bola chaper l'ego? Also, I saw they asked, how can you say this Nestavet B'Mora? You didn't. It wasn't Nogeya the whole Paraduma until Achar Kamos on Mishkan. You need the Mishkan for it. So what's Shaykh that they're in Nestavet on Paro? The MS, they ask. So the Balei Tosfos asked this kasha, and Teres they say is that it wasn't that they were nitzdava on it, is that it was nemra to them b'moro, and it wasn't done until achara ego, and so then Taki, you don't need it until it wasn't relevant until achara comes to Mishkan, and also that's why it's lechaper al ego. It wasn't nitzdava until afterwards. But lamaisa chok the stira, if it's a chok or is a mishpat, would still be a stira. We still need to answer that. Also, but on this idea that in Moro it wasn't as a tziv, Loshen Gemara's Netzav, even though it wasn't a tzivoy, it was just Nemro, you find another example to this by Shabbos. It says Shabbos was Nitna B'Moro, and the Orzarua learns that they weren't Netzav on Shabbos by Moro, but they were Netzav Achar Kach, it was only Nemro B'Moro. And it's very important Orzarua, because there's an old famous question of a Ger Shemal V'lo Tovol. Does he have a din of a yid legabe Shabbos? Ben Noach Shabbos chayiv misa, but Yisrael has to keep Shabbos. So what if you do mila, don't do tefillah? Does he keep Shabbos or not? So it's a question. So it came up in Aruch Haner. They discussed it. I mean, Nezer was a Meis in Yerushalayim 150 years ago. So Pashas. So they talk about it. So Anal Ger Ach Yimol Viyit. So you're not. So if Mavol Tavol, you're not a Ger. So you're Ben Noach. So you should do malach on Shabbos. But they bring a riot negative that, because in Mora you find that they had Mila, and there was no Tefillah yet until Matan Torah. So they already had Tzivoy of Mila, no Tefillah. So it's Malvelo Tovel, and they're keeping Shabbos in Mora. So you see a riot that they have to keep Shabbos. Well, if there was a Ruah, that it wasn't that they were in the Tzav to keep Shabbos yet, it's just Nemra B'Mora, but not that they're in the Tzav, there would be no riot for Mora. No, we only said Lagabi Shabbos, and we're saying you hear Lagabi Paraduma. And Lamai Sloshkin, where is the Tzavu, unless they have different gears? And Shev Mitzvah Noach were definitely the Tzavu.
they definitely kept Shabbos in the Parashah of the Mon. They kept Shabbos. Some of the people of Shabbos for sure were said by the Parashah of the Mon.
Right.
That was also before Matthew. So, even if you're the Arzurah, there still was an element of Shabbos that was definitely established before Matthew.
But when? It has to be from Morrow?
No. The Parashah of the Mon came right after Morrow, before Matthew.
Right. So in this shaila, if it's a chokar mishpat, so it's a beis halevi. Beis halevi you spoke about in Parshas Kisiso. Beis halevi. Beis halevi is masbir chet ha'ego. Says Klai Yisrael wanted to do tikkunim remozim, and they had kavanas l'shem shemayim to make brois and yonim with the ego al pi remozim, but the toast was that it wasn't al pi tzivui Hashem. After Mount Torah, things changed. They thought it was like before Mount Torah. It wasn't all Pitzivu Hashem. They thought they could do the Ramosim and Solos, connect the ego. But it wasn't all Pitzivu Hashem, so it was just Tachbulos Bialma, it's nothing. And that's what he says, that the Mishkan is, as the Medrash says, that the Mishkan is a Kapara Maisa Ego, because by the Mishkan, Parshas Bekuda, he says, Kasher Tziva Hashem on every Prat, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem. What's Pshat the Torah's Magish that? Even though they could have used Ramos and Vesolos to build a Mishkan, like Bezalel knew, Afal Pichin, it was Kasher Tziva Hashem. They did Al Pi Tziva Hashem. So, the Beis Halevi takes that idea, and applies it here as well, and takes it one step further. He says, Lamaisa, we're going to go with the Tzad, the Paraduma is a Chok Legamri. It's not just the Nekuda of the whole parasha is a chok, he says. And the time of the mitzvah is not lechaber le'egel. It's really a chok. And it was before. It was before the egel. It was nistave b'mara. And it's a chok. The reason that para is mechaber le'egel is not the time of the mitzvah. It's a memeil de gazach because it's a chok. Kitzur, Pora is a mitzvah given as a siyog not to make the mistake made by the ego. Ego was there doing their own cheshbonos, and by Pora, where you have a chok, you say you have to listen to. However, Kain Kasher Tziva Hashem, you don't listen to the Tamei mitzvah. Pora is a chok, so since they kept this chok, beli ta'amim. So then, that mimeli mechaber on the chet ego, where they did things shlo pitziv Hashem. So here's an example where it's not the same as the Mishkan, where it's you see there mekayim kasher tziv Hashem. Here, avada, it's a step further. It's within something where there's a tzivoy, within something where it's a tzivoy from Hashem. The point is, ein lahar achara, don't do cheshbonos. It's a chok. Kosh Baruch Hu said to do it. You do it. That's also a kapara on the toes of the eagle, where you're doing your own cheshbonos. Don't do your within sivuyim of Hashem. Don't do your own cheshbonos. Keep the mitzvahs as a chok. And he says that's pshat in zos chukas haTorah. What's the lashon zos chukas haTorah? What should be zos chukas hapara? Zos chukas haTorah is that you see from the para, you see from Parshas Para a din, an idea for all of Torah. Even for the Mishpatim. He says, really, the entire Torah is chukim. Every mitzvah is kashur zeh lazeh. And we don't go after our seichel for all Kol Torah. We don't say to ourselves, we know what's going on. We say, we don't know anything. We don't know the omek of the kavanas behind every mitzvah. So because we're supposed to have bittul das, to in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah becomes a chok to us that we shouldn't say that our seichel is at the level that we can understand the depth of each mitzvah. Because if you were to, then you come to be most if you come to be goreya within each mitzvah. And they chose dafka parah aduma was chosen as this mitzvah to be mechaber on the ego, because since lemaisa, like our Moshe Darshan says, that every part of the ego, every part of parshas parah is doma in some way to parshas ego. So parah was the perfect choice to use as the chok to be mechaber on the ego to see that this is the mitzvah where kasher tziva Hashem. This is the mitzvah. No matter, you don't think about the ta'amim. This will be a kapara on their chet that they did their own cheshbonos by ma'ase ego. That's adkan de Rebbe Salevi to explain zos chukas haTorah, that parah is melamed on kol Torah, that the entire Torah is a chok, and we're not supposed to be mahar acharei the mitzvahs. We're just supposed to go kfi kol shulchan aruch and not to be most of goreya. Ula yesh lomar lefizeh. The famous. Now, first of all, to be one ha'ara. So this kivun would say that parah is in Gantin is a chok. The ma'aseh of the Medrash says that even though Shlomo Melech didn't know tam behind parah aduma, but it was given to Moshe. Moshe did understand the idea behind parah aduma. Lefizeh would be mashma that parah taka is a mishpah and not just a chok. But lemaisa, if you go to the base of Levi, that's a chok in Gansen. So Shlomo Melech says, "Ech kamavi here a chok mimeni." That parsha's para, he didn't understand pshat. It's a chok. It's far from him. Levi, the base of Levi, it will come out that not only does he not Shlomo Melech didn't understand the tam behind parsha's para, it would be he also didn't understand this yisod. Because if from parsha's para the chok, the etzem of para, we see the pshat in Kol Torah that every mitzvah is a chok, and that you have to be vatal das in every mitzvah. It will come out that Shlomo Melech didn't understand that yisod either. Lefi zeh, we could be masvir I don't know why he didn't understand it, or to explain even what that means. He was chokham ekol adam, but lemaisa matinu chiyah gavden by Shlomo Melech as well. Another example of echem of here chokham imeni, that this yisod that he didn't understand that each mitzvah has depth beyond the mishpat that is given in the Torah, that each mitzvah, the etzem is a chok. We find this somewhere else also. Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kafalov says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchok mipnei ma lo nisgalu tamei Torah." Why were the tamei Torah not revealed? Rashi says it's referring to chukim because tamim of two mitzvahs were nisgala v'nichshol behem gadol shel be'olam. Two mitzvahs, the reasons were given in the Torah, and Shlomo Melech was told by them. It says lo yar ben nashim, lo yasser levavo. You shouldn't have too many wives because it will you'll have a mysterious slave. You'll follow your heart and to the wrong way. And also lo yar be besusim, shel yoshev Mitzrayim. You shouldn't have too many horses. It'll lead you to go back to Mitzrayim. Shlomo Melech says, ani arbe velo asur, ani arbe velo ashev. I'll have more, because the time is not nogeya to me, because my heart won't be tilted, and I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says, and brings Pesukim, that Lemaisa, his heart was, there was Mesira slave, and he was Yoshev Mitzrayim, he was over. Lefizetz, move on me'od, that the mistake he made with these two mitzvahs, was he looked after the time. He said, Shtei and Torah mefurish the time is lo yosor, the time is lo yoshev. And he said, Mistama, the entire mitzvah is shelo yosor, shelo yoshev, so the mitzvah doesn't apply to me. So I'll have riboy nashim, I'll have riboy susim. On that he was toeh. But you see from this base halevi that even if there is a time behind the pasuk, you see that there is an omek advar behind each mitzvah, and you just follow the ikar kolam of of the mitzvah. No matter, you don't look bus on the time. Yes.
Why didn't he think it applied to him?
He didn't think it applied to him because he thought he wouldn't be nechshol.
He said, "I pass him from the pasuk that."
Since it says lo yasur, I know all my.
Talking about me.
Well, even if it was, he says it's only no gay for somebody who will be Yashav Mitzrayim or Yashav Levavo, and he thought he wouldn't fall for it. He thought he wouldn't fall to it. And lemaisa lefizeh efsher ulai efsher. Rashi learned the Gemara. Why was the time of the Torah not revealed? Because because Niskala Tamei Torah Shnei Mitzvahs. So Rashi learns it's referring to Chukim. So first of all, the Loshna is Mibnei Ma Lo Niskalu Tamei Torah. Loshna is Mashma the entire Torah. Rashi says it's referring Dafka to Chukim. Zuz Va'od. What do you mean Mibnei Ma Lo Niskalu Tamei Torah? Many Tamei Torah were revealed. Not just Riboy Noshim and Riboy Susim. It says many times, Gila Noshe, and everything. Man, you could be machalik between the types of Tamei Torah given. These two maybe are the whole mitzvah is inherent in the Tam that's given. Mashen can everything else is just a zecher, but zecher b'yalma. But the Maisa is a little bit shmir because the Tam of Torah, the Maisa was in the scala with other mitzvahs. So it's not such a gavadik read into the Gemara. Both Rashi says, but also what I'd like to suggest, it's not a gavadik read, but Efshar. Why were the Tamei Torah not revealed? For all of Taryag. You see what we're saying now? The Torah doesn't say for any mitzvah the depth of the Tamim Shebo. Even if you tell me one reason or two reasons, there's Omek and there's every mitzvah's kosher zelazeh, everything batzim is a chok. And we're not supposed to be Moshe for Gorea, we don't know the Omek behind every mitzvah. That would be the pshat, maybe the fee what we're saying now. The dochek and that would be, because the Gemara then goes and says, V'nisgalu shtei tamei Torah v'nichshol behen gadol ha'olam. Says that really, they were megala the reason behind two mitzvahs. That is said lo yasor. Lefi what we're saying, even on the mitzvahs of lo yar ben nashim and lo yar ben susim, lemaisa the Torah never said the reason behind it, because that's just a chelek of the time of the mitzvah. But lemaisa there is more to the mitzvah. So you would have to say bedochik that what the Gemara means when it says that nisgala tamei Torah and these two, all it meant was lefi Shlomo's toes, that lefi the way Shlomo thought that that it was only that. Whatever the Torah says, that's the only and the entire entity of the Tamei Torah that are revealed. Lefi him, it was nizgalu to Tamei Torah. But Amisas Hadvarim is that even in these two mitzvahs, there's no giloy Tamei Torah. That would be a dochik way maybe to read the way we're saying now. I don't know if you gain much from the way Rashi has. That would be a suggestion. Two ha'aras on this shot. It's very difficult, though, what to do with now the idea of Darshin and Taima Dekra. It's called Darshin and Taima Dekra. So, Lamasha, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim. So, my Taima Shalo Yasu Levavo. So, we see from that, you shouldn't have, so more explained, you shouldn't have more than 18 wives because it's Shalo Yasu Levavo. So, how are Chazal able to Darshin and Taima Dekra if Be'ezim? Every pasuk is a chok, and you have to follow Koli Shulchan Aruch, Koli HaTorah, and you can't. And we shouldn't look after the Ta'amim, because then we'll come to toes. How can you darshan Taima Dekra? So you have to say a chiluk that here, since the Torah says Lo Yasu Levavo, and it's mefurish in the pasuk that says Lo Yasu Levavo, so we can darshan from what it says mefurish in the pasuk. We can darshan from that. That ad yud ches noshim is okay. The problem would be when you want a darshan from something which is not mefurish in the pasuk, or to be oker a pasuk be a dayim like Shlomo Melech says lo yosur doesn't apply to me. That would be a problem. But to darshan time at the Quran to say kavanas had Torah in lo yosur levavo, that means ad yud ches noshim, that you'd be allowed to do. That would be the chiluk about why you're allowed to darshan time at the Quran, but at the same time. You can't be Mahara Acharei Tamei Torah to say it doesn't apply to me. That would be a case of when you're being Oker the Pasuk B'Yadayim. However, the problem with this Chiluk is we find Darshin and Tamei Dekra even not from the Pasuk Mefurish. You find Darshin the main discussion of Darshin and Tamei Dekra is Lo Sachbo Begel Almona. Lo Sachbo Begel Almona, where Rav Shimon holds that it's Davka Tulaniyah, but for an Ashira, is Mimashkin also, because you don't have to be master Yom Velayla. So there, Shnei in Torah Lo Sachbo Begel Almona, and there's no pasuk that says the time behind it. Rabbi Shimon himself said shot in the pasuk is it doesn't apply. Doesn't apply to Nashira because the reasons are only Nogei to Ania. The reasons are Mefurish in the Torah. The reasons are what he says. It's Shema Tetz Tosi Eitz. Shame Rob Mishkunoseha will give her a bad name. So Rishimon So it's not like Lo Yosser was says Mefurish in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon, based on the time of that Pasuk, which he said, which he came up with on his own, was able to say the Pasuk doesn't apply to an Ashira. How does that shtim with this concept that we're saying that Be'etim Kol Torah is a Chok, and that you and that you're not allowed to Paskin for yourself based on Lo Yosher or Lo Yoshev? L'chore here, Rabbi Shimon made a psak for all Klai Yisrael that doesn't apply to an Ashira, something which is not before in the Torah. Tzarech Iyan. Another Ha'ara is the Maariz Chiyas brings B'Shem Dagon in Shabbos, Daf Yubeis, a beautiful pshat l'fi what we're saying. The Mishnah there says Lo Yikra Lo'or Haner. The Gemara brings a brisa. I think Yubeis and Yubeis Lo Yikra Lo'or Haner Shema Yate. So Gemara there, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, the Maase is brought from Rav Nosson that Rabbi Shmuel said Ani Ekra V'Lo Ate. I'll read by Oran there because it's not okay to me. I'm not going to tilt the candle and be over Melech Shabbos. It's not okay to me. So Uvasof Kora Vihita, he read and he was Mata. So he said famously, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim She'amru Lo Yikra L'Or Haner. And Kishibon Beis Mikdash Ani Avi Chata Shmeina, I'll bring a Chatos because I was Mechala Shabbos. Marthias brings the same degra. What's Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim? The Mishnah of the Lashon was Lo Yikra L'Or Haner. The Lashon of Rice was Lo Yikra L'Or Haner Shemayata. So Rishmol said, oh, it says Shemayata? That's not Nogaya to me. Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, that in the Mishnah, it was so same without a Tam. Lo Yikra L'Or Haner, it doesn't say the reason. It's Ke'en L'Chok. It's Ke'en had the Torah had said. Ke'en had the Torah had said. Lo yarba lo nashim. Without saying lo yasur, then even Shlomo Melech went to made the toast and said it's not ani arbe v'lo asur. But since the Brisa said leikol oner shemiyata Rishmol made toast, kama gedolim divrei chachamim, the chachamim of the Mishnah that didn't say the reason behind lo yikra lo haner, and that's why. And had we just had that, Rishmol wouldn't have made the toast. Now it says leikol oner shemiyata, he made the toast, and that's. And he brings there from the Gemara Sanhedrin from Shlomo Melech. They made the mistake based on Lo Asur. Lamaisa, this whole shot I'm thinking now, it's difficult. You have to understand, what does it mean that there's two mitzvahs where we said the Tam and then Nichshol Shlomo Melech, so the rest of the Torah wasn't with Tamim. Chas v'shalom to say the Torah was Chassid. What's pshat that Kodesh Baruch Hu did make these two mitzvahs in a way where you could make a toast, and that what happened? He made these two mitzvahs first. He saw Shlomo Melech made a toast, so he changed the next 6-11. What's going on in the Seder Hadvarim that these two mitzvahs had something chaser or a toast was made with them, and the other 6-11 were shalim? It definitely needs a pshat here as well. Just a few other horrors in Parshas Parah. The Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Parah Duma says it's Bas Gimel Bas Dalad. It can't be younger than Bas Gimel Bas Dalad. It says Afilu Zekenas Kshera, but you don't wait till it's Zekena because it might get because Shemot Hachshir, maybe it'll get black. Rambam says Ein Lochin Shnei in Torah V'yichoy Alecha Parah. You have to buy it as a Parah. Parah V'lo Egla. You have to buy it in the state of a Parah, not in the state of an Egla. The Rav is Cholik. The Rabbah holds that you're allowed to buy it as an egla, but you can't be makdish. You can't be makdish as an egla. You have to be makdish as a parah, because chatas kari rachmanah is called the chatas. The Gemara in Chulin says, so it has din of other korbanos like that. That you can't be makdish at mechusar zman. So you have to be makdish in the state of a parah. So as machlokas Rabbah and Rabbah, can you buy a parah? Can you buy an egla to be a parah? Duma Rabbah says to buy in the state of a parah. The Rabbah says you could buy it as an egla, you just have to be makdish in the state of a parah. The Mishnah Melech discusses here that what's pshat as a kain is kosher by shark abanos Raman paskins that a zokin is puzzle. Zos ve'od state in Torah asher aim bom mum. Mum is puzzle for all korbanos. Why is the Torah makdish asher aim bom mum? So he says parah duma is different than other korbanos. Parah duma doesn't have din kedushas mizbeach. Parah duma is kedushas beilek habayis. It belongs to Beilek Habayis. It doesn't have din of other korbanos. So the Torah is magish aim ba mum because you wouldn't learn that from other korbanos. In the same way that it's aim ba mum, so we don't know that a parah is a kain as puzzle because it's not like other korbanos that way. And since zikna is not bechlal mum, let's say, so since there's no Reboy Mifureshes to say that Zakenos is possible for Paros, so Zaken Takas Kosher? Because that's how the Rambam learned. Lamaya said the Ravid though brings that he calls it a Chatas. He calls it Parduma Chatas, so it's Mashma that it does have Kedushas Mizbeach. On a din that's called a Chatas, the Gemara in Chulam Daf Aleph brings that, learns that from here, Azlina Basaruba. Gemara has a drasha of a shachah v'sarif that the shechita and the strafe of the parah is kishu shlema. How could it be shlema? Maybe it's a trefa. Maybe it's puzzle because there's a trefus. So we say rov behem is trefus and mikansam chinan na rov azlina basaruba because we assume by parah we darshan here from parah that and it says because it's called the chatas kariyachmana so it has a din that even though trefus puzzle you go basar rov that. You shecht it when it's shalem, and we're not choshish for trefos because you go bust a rov trefos. That's the Gemara in Chulam. Many mefarshim remember over here on Yonasan ben Uziel Tamua. Yonasan ben Uziel here says brings by Elazar that he was bodik for yeches trefos. They all ask him. It's against the Gemara in Chulam that says mefarshim you can be somech on rov. What's pshat that? Targum Yonasan says that they were bodik for Yudchas Trefus in this Maisa. So it's a famous pshat that everybody says. Tosos and Shabbos Chavbeis and Ubeis brings a medrash that from the Analia covered you can see what was inside things. You can see what was inside the Chavis. You can see what had the koach that nothing could block from what you see inside of things. So Mimela, you had the Ananya Kavod, and here it's called Efshar Levrurei. Here you can have a way to keep the Parah Shalem and still do Shechita, still be Sorifet Shalem, and still check for Yud Ches Trefus by bringing the Ananya Kavod there. So that's Pshat. You know, some Uziah wasn't saying a halacha that you need to check Trefus, saying Davka in this Maisa where they had the Ananya Kavod, it was Shayach to check for Yud Ches Trefus. And that's called Efshar Levrurei. I'll be the Anon. Mashenkin for the rest. Mashenkin Bialma where Somechan wrote that doesn't have that doesn't have trefus. Okay.